So the beginning, I guess it would just be, I was one of those little girls who would be singing all the time, and my parents just stuck me in singing lessons, and I was kind of obsessed. And then I had a family friend who taught me lessons, and that actually ended up being Mallory Chipman, who is a good singer and songwriter and performer in the Edmonton industry right now. And she sort of became my mentor and pushed me and convinced me to try out for things and go to open mics. And she sort of organized the first couple gigs that I went to. And then from there, I just went to McEwen for singing, the degree there. And yeah, really, then it was just about meeting people and meeting like-minded individuals in the music degree and people at gigs and open mics and jams. And that's really just how I got into it at a young age.
Wow. So now you're in Scotland studying your master's in the music industry. How is Scotland, and how come you wanted to go there for, to, I guess, finish your studies?
Yeah, it's beautiful over here. It kind of blows my mind, you know, coming from Canada where everything is so new and modern, and walking down the street here, a building can be like 300, 400 years old. The university, I think, is 500, 700 years old. I
No
don't know. Don't
way.
quote me on that, but it's insane. But
Wow.
it's lovely here. I decided on Scotland just because I was looking into a friend of mine did a similar thing, but it was over COVID, so it was online. And I was just looking online because I thought, oh, that seems cool. I wonder what her program was like. And a lot of the programs in the UK are super similar to my undergrad degree, but this one over here in Glasgow was more business and industry based. And that was kind of all of the stuff that I didn't learn in my degree, which was more performance and theoretical. So I kind of was like, might as well, might as well. It was a free application. And then I got in and I was like, oops, looks like I'm
Oh my
moving.
gosh, that's so fun. I love the spontaneous, like, I'll just see if I can get in. Let's see what happens. And then, oh my God, I'm actually
Exactly.
going.
I know, and then it all happened so fast, and now I'm accidentally here on the phone with you in my little dorm room.
Oh my God. So how long are you going to be in Scotland for?
I'm writing my dissertation over the summer, and then the course officially ends in September, so it'll be like a full calendar year,
Oh
then
my
I'll
gosh.
come back home.
That's so exciting. Well, yeah, congratulations on I'm going to congratulate you early on graduating.
Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
of course. And so you've performed at the Winnipeg Folk Fest, Juno Fest, the Government of Canada's Canadian Citizenship Ceremony, the Wild Roses Festival, Edmonton Folk Fest. You have performed a lot. So what kind of presence do you bring to the stage, and have you kind of noticed the difference from when you first started to performing now? Do you feel more comfortable doing it?
Oh, absolutely. I remembered when I first started performing and in class and stuff, when I was in my performance classes, I would like physically shake and like my voice would shake. I loved doing it, but I was just so nervous about messing up or about what people would think and stuff. But yeah, really, I just think I'm much more comfortable now, but it really just is from practice and it's from making those mistakes that I would be scared to make. And then I realize it's really not that big of a deal. No one cares if you forget a word. But yeah, I think that's a good question. I think the presence that I bring, I really like to bring like a lot of my songs are about myself, and I really like to sing about some personal songs and personal issues and stuff. So I just really like to connect with the audience as much as possible and be bring like a vulnerability as much as possible is what I like to do. Like, no matter how big the stage is, make it feel as small as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so you also just dropped your second song from your EP, Coping But Barely. Can you kind of tell us what it's about?
Absolutely. So the song is called Willing to Wait, and I sort of wrote this about, so I'm 25 and all of my friends are in their mid-20s as well, and it's really strange. It's a really strange place to be in, especially because you're comparing and contrasting yourself up against all your friends, and some people have careers and some people are living with their parents still and restarting school, and it's just all these different stages, and it's really strange, and time also is a thing that's taken away from each other, and so you can't really hang out or see each other or enjoy each other's company as much as when you were 17, 18, 19. So I was kind of just in that moment reflecting, and I wrote Willing to Wait about like, no matter what, I will love you and we will be together right now, later, it doesn't matter. I'm willing to wait for it.
That's awesome. I think that's really strong and powerful in a sense to write a song about that, because I am the exact same. I'm 25 right now and I, this is so bad. I still live at home. And so seeing all these things,
you just can't
help but compare. And so I think it's really strong. And I think it's amazing that you put that element in there, because, yeah, a lot of people compare themselves to others.
Yeah,
and it's awesome to hear songs.
Yeah, especially right now in the age of social media and TikTok and Instagram too.
Right? Besides like being in school for Scotland, do you have any shows coming up? What is down the road for you?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit. Here in Scotland, booking in May, I'm doing the Glasgow singer-songwriter round, and I should get the dates right, but I think in June I'm going over for a festival in Wales called Westival.
Wow, cool.
And then I'll be back in Edmonton in early August to do the Pigeon Lake Music Festival as well, which I'm super excited for.
That's fun. Yeah, maybe we'll see you down there. And then,
oh, I would love.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun. And then, so last but not least, if we want to follow along on your journey, what is your social media?
Yeah, so my social media is just at Lily_Monahan. You can find that on all the platforms, and it's just my name, Lily, and Monahan, Monahan.